I was lucky with Pat that we were in school together on CBS. Pat was just ahead of me, and we went to school day every day. I called in for Pat, and we played in the same teams, and we played the same teams for most teams that was around the area. And it was great. And as I say, Pat, when we went to UCC, was playing rugby. I was lucky that I went to the soccer team. That allowed me to play rugby with Young Munsters when I was available. That's where that happened. And then in 1979, we beat UCC in the quarterfinal. We went to the final and beat by Gary Owen. And then Pat came back then, and the team changed a few personnel, and we went down and won the cup.
I had a text from Jerry Casey a while ago, of course, out half that year, and a famous out half, former club president as well. He told me to tell you that you were the second best tackler on the team after himself. So a great sense of humour from Jerry, Frank. But talk to me about that group and about Jerry and the rest of your teammates. A great group.
If you went through it from the forwards, like you had Brendan O'Connor, Pam McGrath and Johnny Murphy in the front row. Not big men, but some unbelievable scrummagers. And at the coalface, they were just like, Brendan was international. Pam McGrath was solid, good line out, good at scrum. Johnny Murphy, Johnny smiled. When Johnny smiled, you were happy because that means he's on top of his men. The two second rows, Richie Daly and Brendan O'Connor, unbelievable. Richie said very little, but when he did say it, you listened. That was Richie. And Brian was just locked out scrums and excellent. The back row then, Jim Mack, Amy Madden and Mick Sheehan, like mobility unbelievable. They were always on your shoulder. But Jim, he was just carried the ball well, always at the breakdown. Amy Madden was always with him, and Mick Sheehan was supreme. He was a backstream. Everywhere you turned, Mick Sheehan was to be there with you. I was lucky. I was with one wing forward, John Hayes, probably Terry Brogan, and then Mick Sheehan, and then I moved on to Ger Earls. You couldn't ask for any more in open side wing forwards. Eddie Costello, the best passer of ball I played with in a long, long time. I call him the hybrid. He was a wing forward and a scrum half all in one. Jerry spoke about Jerry Casey, Sam. I must find out where he got his name Sam from. I only know him as Sam Casey. He was a George Best of rugby football. He had it all. You know, Carty on the wing, Derek, just a spring. He was energy. Every time you give him a ball, he could beat two or three players in a yard. He was excellent. We spoke about Pat. He was the general of the back line, the energy. He was a football supremo. And Pat called the shots all the time. Mickey Moore, the daddy of the backs. He was 2, 3, 4, 5 years older than us. But Mickey always had his voice and always there to help us. And G-Mac, John Mack at fullback, the safest pair of hands in the game for me. Always calm and always in position. Every time we looked behind, he was always there catching the ball. We were lucky that the team we had, there was older men in the pack and young boys in the backs. But we learned how to win from the year before in 79. And we were a good group of lads. We palled with each other, and that went down to the pitch, and that's how we won the things.
A good man at the helm as well, looking after you.
Oh, Tony Granter, I call him Alex Ferguson. Two of them together now would do well, you know. Like, Tony knew how to get the best out of us. He learned for himself coming up playing in senior, so he only had to apply what he learned onto us then after that. And the one thing he did with our supporters in semi-final against Dolphin in Musgrave Park, he brought in Harry Butterfield, and he said, this is what the supporters, this is what you mean to them. Brought in an old Harry Butterfield, if you know him. Harry was an old man at the time, and he says, look, this means everything to him. And we went out and we hammered Dolphin, and we won the cup after that. Mm. Like, you know, the supporters, they're the best ever. And as I say, before the match, like, you had Parnell Street full, Pat Nocton's, and you had the Parkview Bar. The supporters were mingling, and I'd say 42 years is a long time. And you had the Supremo then, the PR man Len Dineen. Sure, he brought colour to everything then after that.
Dodo Redden as well.
And Dodo, yeah, sure, we can't do anything without Dodo. And we had the goat as well. He made it over the bridge without a swim, you know.
Yeah.
So it would be too bad. But that's where we come from, you know.
You were talking to me as well off mic about one man who was more or less holding it all together as well behind the scenes.
And that was Johnny Brennan, who was Tony Grant's right-hand man, who was his communications manager. He was the bag man, he was the kit man, he was the medical man, and he was the entertainment man. Johnny was our go-to man for everything, you know, gear-wise, everything. And he was one of the main guys who had helped us out in the 1980 win. And I just say hello to Johnny as well, and thank you for everything.
Yeah, I suppose looking at that loss to Gary Owen in the 79 season, coming into the 1980 season, and you went through the team, a fantastic team. I'm sure there was that bit more fire in the belly coming into that season after losing and to Gary Owen of all teams, I suppose.
How we lost in that match was very, like, Mick Sheehan was missing, and they had one shot at goal and we had two, and we missed our two. We had chances, but we didn't take them. And in the few months after that, then we got together as a team, and over the few months leading up to the cup, we gelled, and it showed. Like, we won the quarter final against UCC 4-0, and we beat Dolphin, well done, in Cork. And then we came to the final, and it came to the crunch when the pressure came on in the last few minutes. We held. They had an excellent side. You look who they had, like, from the backs, Peter Rowles and John O'Grady and Mickey Wickstead, you know, like, and Stephen Hennessy, fullback. They had us just, they were talented the whole way through, and their pack was massive. Madigan, Renison, Pat O'Donnell, you know, they were big men. Like I was only 19, like John Mack was probably 18, Dermot McCarthy 18, you know. You're playing against men. These are fellas who kind of, you were married with kids as such, you know, and there's you playing against them. And, you know, it was just, and it, with the atmosphere in running out onto the pitch, it just, it was great. I just can't explain more than that. You know, the noise that when you're running out through the tunnel, you know.
Yeah, Jerry Casey levels it up for you from the boot, and then Mick Sheehan with a try, yeah, on the day.
That's right. Pat Cross made a great break into the 20-25, and I just took it on. We got short. They held up short on the line then, and Mick just picked from a scrum and under the post, and Jerry had the hard task of putting it over the bar, you know.
Yeah, and then so, the Bows as well, that late kick late on, it was a tight angle though. Were you worried when they were coming up to take that conversion tie it?
Well, Stephen Hennessy was an excellent kicker, you know. Mm. Stephen, and then he'd been young, like Stephen was he had no fear in him either, you know, and was out on the left hand side for us, right hand side for Stephen, and just look here, it was our day, and we just said here, there was a lot of guys looking down from heaven, blowing it back over the line again, didn't make it over, and it was blown up after. Nick Redden blew it up after that then.
Describe the scenes after that.
It was, sure, look here, the crowd. Sure, we were all lifted up into shoulders, and then sure had Willie Allen then singing the anthem, like it was just another world, you know. Mm. Another world. And then, sure, after that, we made it in one or two bars, and Johnny Logan that night then again. Sure, what else? What's another year, you know? We proved him wrong.
Exactly, know, so. Exactly. It suited it. Yeah. And I suppose that song suited yourselves. It suited the Limerick soccer side as well. Thomond won the Junior Cup. What a weekend that was. And I suppose, thinking about, I'll talk to you about the Limerick soccer in a moment, but thinking, yeah, about Thomond and Johnny Murphy going and playing for, yeah, me, winning the Senior Cup and then winning the Junior Cup the next day, that's unheard of these days.
Well, if you look at it, Johnny, like, played senior on a Saturday, and he played junior on a Sunday. Like, and this was for a couple of games. It wasn't just only one weekend. Like, and Johnny, like, the silent man, I call him, you know, he was like a great ambassador for the game. Like, you know, and, you know, he's scrummaging the tight head. Not many would beat him. Johnny kept going for a long, long time, and he deserves everything he got, and he got it. And for Mary and the lads, like he's a true gentleman, you know. I really have great time for Johnny.
And all the Limerick soccer boys as well, I suppose. And you went on the next year then as well to represent Limerick, and were in the squad for that,
yeah,
that game against Real Madrid. So an all-rounder yourself, playing a bit of soccer as well the next year, and at a top level.
Yeah, well, when I was in CBS, like, we won the All-Ireland Schools, and it was grand. And then when I left CBS, then I went up to Limerick for a while before I went off to UCC. I went up with John Herrick for a few weeks before I went off to UCC. He brought me into what it feels like to play in our League of Ireland, and he gave me a few matches in, you know, the friendlies. So, like, I had been up in Limerick just before that, and I had two brothers who played with Limerick then as well, which was, you know, it's something in the family anyway, you know. So, but as I say, like, I came back then, and I had been friends with Dave Mahidi. He was in Thomond College with Tony Ward, and we'd been playing each other in Cork a few times, and I got to know Dave and Wardy fairly well. And I got invited into the squad, and I was very lucky that Real Madrid was out of the draw, and off we went.
And you would have won plenty of medals, of course, across so many different codes. That all started in CBS, did it?
It did. In CBS, like, you know, we won the All-Ireland Soccer. You had some great talent there. Mike O'Brien went on to play League of Ireland. Ray Benson, whose son was playing with Dundalk for the last few years. Robbie, he, like, got great honours, you know. John Mann, you had Eugene O'Doherty, you had Gerard Dillon, Frank Hanrahan. They all played top class soccer in Limerick over the years. So we had some unbelievable talent in CBS. And that was the second time we'd won it in 2 years, the All-Ireland. And in the rugby side of it, in CBS, I was on a team with Niall O'Donovan, Brian Spillane, Kevin Flannery, Frank Sargent, all played senior rugby. You know, like, and we won the school's cups, a few schools cups, and like, these were all guys who were just as talented. And in the hurling then, like I said, I was just one of the things I regret in life, not having a school's trophy, like a Harty Cup or a Dean Ryan, because we had the talent, but we didn't win it on the day. And then I went to UCC, and I was very lucky that another bunch of great lads, and one of them, John Myler, who was the coach for Cork for the last few years, and his son played with Ireland, and another guy called Leo Gould, whose son won All-Ireland with Cork as well, and Eddie Murphy, who was a big man in the FAI sponsors after that. We had some great talent in that team, and we won Conniewoods, we won university championships, Munster senior leagues, all that kind of stuff. So, and we played the Irish universities together as well. And then I spoke to you about your Munster, and going on to play Munster with for a few years. It was great. And then I went to Cloughon, and unbelievable talent there. Matty Graham, Leo Connor, Frankie Glynn, the Ryans. Like, it was just unbelievable talent. I was very lucky to be involved in all of them, you know. Eamon Cregan, after I had him into Cloughon, you know.
A couple of county medals as well.
A couple. We have a few. We won 8 in my time, so we were a good squad of young fellas, you know. Mickey Graham coached us for all those years.
Just finally to finish up on the Munster Senior Cup and that win in 1980. Obviously, 1984, you went on to captain the side to a Munster Senior Cup. You also won an All-Ireland League as well.
Yeah.
Where does the 1980 win shape up against those achievements?
It was the breakthrough. It was something that the club needed badly, you know. Like, we had great teams, but they didn't know how to win the final, and we just broke the back on that, and that's what led to a lot of success for the club. Like, you know, we had great players through the 60s and 70s, but they didn't win the final, and now, so then we came and won it. We learned from 79. Like, we won the Charity Cup in that year as well, in the 78-79, and when Tony Grant took over, Mick Sheehan was captain, you know, and that was the start of it. He was getting a team together, and it led to probably winning the 1980 and going. We were beaten in the 81 league final, won, beaten in the 82 cup final, you know, and we won the 84. So, like, we were getting to finals every year after that, which was great, you know. It held us together.